Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Chaf Dalet Omer Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, towards the end of Simen Shin Samach Gimel. And Yitzhak Hashem, today we're going to do Sif Chaf Tes. And we begin with the Mechaber, Sif Chaf Tes. Mavui, you have our classical Mavui, our yard over here that's enclosed. Here we'll see that it's enclosed on two sides with walls, and this will be a mavui mefulosh. It goes through and through, as opposed to the mavui we've been talking about mostly till now, which is enclosed on three sides, has only one side that's open. This goes through and through. So shitzido echad, one end, kolo layam. It's open to the yam, to the water. Vitzido echad, kolo li ashpashal rabim. On the other end, it's open to a public dumping area, an ashpashal rabim. And you can see a diagram of this in Dershu footnote number 105. At the top end, there's a public garbage area, which is raised more than 10 tvachim. And then you have the yam over here, this river over here, that is more than a depth of 10 tvachim. So it also functions as a, quote, downward wall. So you have an enclosure over here in some ways on both sides. So what's the halachic status of this situation? Eino tzorach klum. The Mechaber tells us, you don't have to do anything. This is enclosed, really, on all four sides, even though theoretically, one could argue that you have only walls on two sides, but at the far end and at the closer end, on the open sides, you actually do have halachic walls over there, and therefore no takana needs to be done. And this is because she'ashba shel rabim, because the public dumping area, eino asur l'hispanos, it's never going to be less than 10 tvachim. People aren't clearing that area away as they might a private dumping area, and therefore you're never going to be less than 10 tvachim, so that's always going to be a halachic wall over there. And the Ein Choshishin Shemayale Hayam Sirton. And on the other side, on the Yam side, the river side, we're not concerned over here that it's going to fill up with silt. And as the Rama says, Pirush Yovesh Ke'ein E Shenidchu Amay Mimenu. It's never going to be like a small island over here that the water has gone away from it. And Shinasa Royal Israel, and now could be planted because it just has a little bit of water over there. And therefore, this is also going to function always as a 10 tefach wall, and therefore, halachically speaking, this is really enclosed on all four sides. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kuf Yud Ches. Rotz Shalom, right? The Mishnah Berurah tells us the Mechaber is saying over here, Shahayo Lemavi Shnei Tzdadim Ibatim Chatzeros. On two sides, on this Mavi, on the length sides, on the longitudinal axis over here, you have walls, houses, etc. on one side and on the opposite side, as you can see in the diagram again in the issue footnote number 105. Ushnei Rosha, and the two ends over here, Shem B'Mizrach U'Mimarav, for example, that's on the east and on the west, Echor Yo'kol L'Yam, one end ends in the water, the Echor Yo'kol L'Yashba Shegavo Asor Tvachim in Akarka, and the other end ends in the garbage dump that has garbage filling it up, so it's more than 10 Tvachim tall. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber said, V'alkein Eino Tzorach Klum, you don't have to do anything to this. This is a fully enclosed area. Shegam hayom nechshav l'mechitza. The water over here also functions and works as a mechitza over here. She'omok asorah tvachim b'svaso, because it's 10 tvachim deep at the bank over here, not all the way out, but as we'll see, and you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Tzadik Gimel, which if we have a chance we'll do in a moment, it is going to be a 10 tefach depth within the first four amos. And that is halachically considered like a mound that we talked about, telem islakate, asara tefachim bi'arba amos. So it works going up and it works going down as well. V'amayim einon mevatla mechitza. And we don't say that the water over here nullifies this mechitza. Kemosha kosov simen shin nun vav. And over there we had a discussion about what about a bore if you have a filled pit with water, what is its halachic status? Does that negate the pit or not? But here it doesn't negate it. Furthermore, because of a Morgan of Ram, the Hacha Mayri B'Mokum Sheina Svinos Ovros Shom Lenomel. Here we're also talking about that you don't have boats going over here to the port. The Ilav Hachi Asur Rabim Umevat Le Mechitzasa, because if you did have a lot of people going over here in their boats, then it could be Mevato the Mechitza over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down that others disagree with this. He brings down in Sif Katan Sadi Dalin and the Shaar HaTzion, the Knesset Yecheskel, the Chemed Moshe, and they explain this is the opinion of Tosos, the Lo Kimar Shehaven Amogin Avram Yidivrem, as opposed to the opinion of the Morgan Avram. And these Achronim hold, Avokam Achronim Pligi Alzeh, they disagree with this Morgan Avram, Usfiru Luhu, the Afilu Kiyashasvinos Ovrosham, Lo Nisbatel Ayidezeh Shei Mechitza Misvasayam. Even if you do have boats traversing this area over here, it doesn't nullify the Mechitza halachically that exists by having the depth of 10 Tvachim within the first four Amos. And therefore, Ochein, Kishirosh Echod min Avovoi, Kolul Nahar, if, on the other hand, you have one end going to a river, V'yesh Gesher Olov, Shebahalchim Bo Rabim, Lo Eiver Hashenit, they go and cross over this, and you can see a perfect diagram of this in Dirshu footnote 107, where you have the bridge structure that goes over the Nahar. In this situation, Mashma Mikam Achronim, it's the apparent opinion of many of the Achronim, the Ayidei HaGesher Mizbatel Mechitza. Here, as opposed to with the boats, here, the traversing of the people across this bridge does ruin the Mechitza that you have of the water. V'tzarech Lasus Tzuras HaPesach B'mokom HaGesher. And you do have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. As again, you can see one that is put in over here in the diagram in the issue footnote 107. As we pointed out already, this has to be that the depth over here of the body of water, this lake or this river over here, has to be at least 10 tvachim deep. Or if the body of water, however, the lake or the river over here, it's a very slanting, gradual decline. If you don't have a 10 tefach depth within the first four amos as you leave the shore, so then it's not a halachic mechitza, the karka shovedomi. In this situation, we view it as just a continuation of the karka, and then this side would be unopened, then you'd have to be mati this mavui with either lechi or korah, tzuras ha-pesach, etc., as we've been discussing till now in this siman. The Chofetz Chaim adds in the Sha'ar Tzion, Ost Tzadigim, which I alluded to before, he says, V'hu adin kishu mislakir asor tvach mitoch arba amos bisvoso. This is the same halacha that I just mentioned. The Sha'ar Tzion brought it down over here in the name of the Magen Avraham. It seems from these words of the Magen Avraham, the im ein mislakir asor mitoch arba elitzo svoso, if you don't have this depth of 10 tvachim within the first four amos, av she'achakach b'sol chamayim hamedron godol ma'od, even though if you go out to sea, you're going to have a very great depth eventually, u'mislaki shom asorah mitoch arba amos, if you're going to have more than 10 tefach over four ama area, nevertheless, afilu hochi einechshav l'mechitza, if you don't have it at the beginning, it's not considered mechitza, she'yadeizeh mutl l'talta b'movoy, that you would allow you to carry in the movoy, even though you'll ultimately have a greater depth than 10 tvachim. He brings the reasoning, Atam, after Efsho de Min HaTorah, Rishus HaYochidu, it may be that this is a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah, nevertheless, the Rabbanon set up over here, Kol Shetach Mayim Karmelesu, so it halachically is viewed as a Karmelis, Mid the Rabbanon, even though it may be Mandaraisa, a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, Lo Nucha L'chashu L'yosu Mokom L'mechitza, L'hatir Atotu B'movi, and you can't therefore, based upon the 10 Tvachim depth going further out, but now within the first four Amos, use this as a valid Mechitza to enclose the Mavui. The Chofetz Chaim provides additional details over here, Ayin Shom, in the rest of this Sha'ar Tzion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Yutes says, Einu Asuri L'Hispanos, that this garbage dump that's used by the public is never going to be removed. You're always going to have at least 10 tefachim, so to say, of garbage over there, and therefore it is a halachically valid wall. Sharei kol hayom mashlichin shovcheim v'zivlein shom, because it's constantly being used all day by people, and they're dumping all of their garbage over there. V'lo sech sargovet, it's never going to go less than 10 tefachim. As opposed to avol ashbo deyochid, but a person's private dumping area, afagav the hashtag of asor tefachim, even though right now it may have 10 tefachim in height, l'mochor yinakena, tomorrow you may go and clean that area up. This is your private area. The yachsar gav husa, and you're going to have less than 10 tefachim of garbage over there, and that wall will suddenly no longer be there. And therefore, v'imnatir ato l'taltel, if we allow you now, because there is 10 tefachim of garbage over there, so right now you say you do have a wall, and we let you be metaltel based upon that wall, you may forget, and yataltel gam achakach kishayachsar gavusa, you may not realize that the halacha has now changed, and when it's less than 10 tefachim, you don't have a wall over there, and you need to go and enclose the area, and therefore, we don't let you carry there, even when you have 10 tefachim, if it's a private ashpa. But if it's, again, a public ashpa, ashpa shel rabim, it's always going to have 10 tefachim, we don't have to be concerned that there could be a time when it won't have 10 tefachim, and that's why it's halachically a perfectly good wall. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuvchov said the same thing applied over here. We don't have to be concerned that there will be silt that will be coming up over here in the first four amos as you leave the shore and you have a depth of 10 tvachim, and that depth of 10 tvachim will get decreased and you have less than 10 tvachim of depth because of the sirton, the silt over here that's coming up. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Kuvchov, Rotsu Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shegam ein choshishin shema yiskalka la mechitza shel tzad hayom. We likewise aren't concerned about the side that has the yam on it because of the sirtone, just like we aren't concerned about the side that has the ashbush or rabin. But in so shein lemavi mechitzah revius, we don't have to be concerned over here that the mechitzah revius will go away. We always say over here that we're not concerned about either the ashbush or rabin being removed or that this will be shema yala hayom sirtone. Now we bring down the Ramah, whoever who disagrees. The Ramah says, Hagah v'yesh cholkin. There are those that disagree. The Sovereign, and they hold the Chayshinon Shema Yala Hayom Sirton. We do have to be concerned over here that there will be silt that will fill in over here some of the depth of the 10 Tefach. I mean, it will be now less than 10 Tefach depth over here within the first four Amos. And therefore, the Ramah says, Ve'ein Ka Mechitza. We have to be concerned over here that the silt will make it that you don't have a halachic Mechitza over here. And he brings us down the name of the Rosh, Rashi, the Tur, and the Magid Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Chaf Aleph explains, Shekein Derech Hayam. This is the normal way that an ocean over here will go and fill up over here with the silt. It carries in the sand, and it will go and fill this up potentially, according to these Yesh Cholkim. Shema'ale Chol V'avonim. It picks up various types of sand and stones, Esel Swasod, deposit. It's near the bank of this ocean. Umiskatzer, and it's going to shorten the depth. Vinasakarka Barocha Parsa Ubotlehem Chitzos. It will go fill up with sand, even across the width of an entire parsa, which is 4 mil, and you'll ruin your mechitzos over here. You won't have any area that is a depth of 10 tefach within the first 4 amos. And therefore, Umatatli Nami Bimavos Kidmiyakara. And the people will mistakenly continue to carry there, not realizing that the silt has filled in that mechitza. There is no mechitza there. It's not matir by a lechi or a korah or a tzuras of Pesach. And therefore, you got a lot of problems now that people are going to be carrying in this mavi without the heter to do so. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chol zeh, this applies, kishein midron ela b'makom hamayim bilvad. This is only when you're talking about that the mechitza was purely made underwater over here with the depth of 10 tefachim of the water. Avalam yesh asfaso midron hamislakit asor tefachim mitoch arba amos. But if on the side where there's ground, you also have like a tail over there. You have a little mound, and that raises up asar tefachim within 4 amos. That was the mechitza, and not the water part. So then we're not concerned if the water fills in with silt over here. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, we paskin over here, the Mishnah says, like this more machmir shita, that you do have to be concerned with the yam, that you're going to fill it up with silt. But this is dafko biyamin. This is just specifically with oceans. However, avol binoharos, he brings down this idea from the Morgan Avram, the Yerabah, the Tosefes Shabbos, and other Achronim, as you can see in the Shaaretz Zion, Os Kuf Aleph, Lo Chayshin and Shiala Sirton. With rivers, they don't normally go and pick up such a silt over here. They don't go and carry so much of the sand and the rocks over here, and therefore there is no concern. V'nechshav Svasa Nor L'mechitza, and therefore the river over here itself, with the depth of 10 tefachim within 4 amos, is a valid mechitza, kishyesh begav v'asara tefachim. Again, as long as you have the depth of 10 tefachim within the first 4 amos. But as opposed to rivers that tend to dry up during the summer months because there is not a lot of rain, and therefore the river bed will become dry and it won't have a depth of 10 tefachim. And therefore you're not going to have this depth over here of having 10 tefachim within the first four amos, so then in this situation, yesh less or below tikkun, then you have to say that this is not a valid mechitza, not only during the summer months when it's dried up, afilu kishalo nisyavish, even when it's wet, even when it's not dried up, we have to be concerned, dechayshinon shiyisyavish, the lavadaita, because at times it may dry up, and you won't have the depth of 10 tefachim, and you're not going to realize it, and you're still going to carry there. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Val koponim bo'ino she'yanor somuch mamash l'rosh ha'movoy. Certainly, in this situation, you have to have the river right adjacent to where the movoy ends. Aval murochok me'abatim yosem me'yeser amos tzorach tikkun. If the river is out more than 10 amos beyond where the houses are, then you have to make a tikkun over here. You have to make a lechi, a korah, etc. However, you're going to be misaking this movoy over here. The osa mokum heavy porots, because we consider this additional area beyond the movoy, before you get to the river, to be a breach over here, and it can't be matted over here now by having a depth of 10 tefachim within 4 amos. The 10 amos space is considered halachically not an opening, but is a breach, and therefore it can't function over here as a mechitza beyond that 10 amos area. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, v'yem nikroshin v'mosa geshomim. If you have over here that the river freezes up during the rainy season, i.e. the winter season, so bat la'oz ha-mechitza, because now you don't have the depth of 10 tefachim, now you just have a sheet of ice over there, v'osu l'taltel, so that it also makes it that you can't carry in that area, you have lost your mechitza. Now he brings down Yesh Me'achronu Shasovrim the Lonis Batal Mechitza Aydei Akrisha. Others disagree over here, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 118, that the reason why these other Achronim disagree and say that the freezing doesn't make it into an invalid Mechitza, he brings down from the Shelas Yaivitz Shekivon Sheyitochin Shanor Yavshir Bo Bayom. It could thaw at any time. Im Yavo Chom Hashemish, if the sun were to come out, O Sheyodu Olav Gshamin, or if it start to rain. Therefore, Eino Oser Gam B'Shoshu Korus. He says even when it's frozen, since it could unfreeze and thaw out at any time, it's not considered significant. What about snow? So he says, Shelik shenof ala mechitza v'chiso soligarme. If you have snow falling over here and covers up the mechitza, so he brings down also from the Yaivitz, as well as from the Shelus Shuvus u'bachar to b'chayim, she'ein ha-shelik mevatel as mechitza. So snow doesn't ruin a mechitza, even though it covers it up, it doesn't ruin such a mechitza. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'im svasa nahor gavoa umislaket asar tefachim mitoch arba amos ad makom akrisha v'vadi yesh lahakel." Again, the problem is over here with the river. But if on the bank of the river over here, where there's no water, you have the mound that goes up 10 tefachim within 4 amos, that certainly is a valid mechitza as well. And then none of this is a problem, and certainly one could be makel in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kuchav Bey says, according to this yesh chalkim, that if you have the silt over there, that you do lose the ability to have a mechitza, ein ka mechitza. So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'alkein tzorach tikun, you have to make some other change over here, a tikun, to correct this, to be able to carry it. Kishar mavi, like any other mavi, haparetz beruach revitz, it's open on the fourth side. And you can do this either with Surah Pesach, as we've explained, or Balechi, or Bekorah, as we've already learned many times. Then he finally concludes and he says, Ir shemukav sviva choritz. If you have a ditch around the city, sh'amok asar tvachim urechava arba tvachim, that halachically functions as a wall over here. It has a depth of 10 tvachim and it's wide 4 tvachim, so you don't have the concern that you just step over. You have a very, very thin ditch. You step right over it. It's not considered a wall. So here it's wide 4 tvachim and deep 10 tvachim and it goes around the whole city. Heavy kemukav choma. This is halachically the same as if you had an upward wall. This is like a downward wall. And therefore, it's surrounding the city sviva. You don't have to make any sort of a tikkun in this situation. You have a valid wall around the city. But if you have a bridge that goes and traverses this ditch, and that allows people to traverse this ditch and go into the city, then that's like the bridge over the river. One would have to go and make a tikkun over here because the bridge nullifies what would have been otherwise the good mechitza of the ditch over here, and now you have to go make a new mechitza in some way, either a lechi, a korah, or a tzuras ha-pesach over here to be matir this mavi. With that, we conclude today's shiur.